Good day, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on landing your crazy job, and welcome to track three, where we're targeting that crazy job of yours. And you might think of this track like a goals track, where what we're doing is laying deep in your mind that vision that you have for the crazy job that you are targeting. Whether that be right out in front of you now, or maybe that's years down the track, where you're making a number of moves, doing all this work to keep you moving towards your crazy job, so that when you reach this point, you're prepared. You're prepared because you've been focused on it this long. You've been accumulating all of your different processes and skills along the way, targeting that crazy job of yours in a very deliberate way. So when you walk in, you're locked on target. Nothing is going to get in the way of you landing this crazy job of yours. See, and this is one of the things that we're hitting in this track, is that you might be doing this program because that crazy job is right in front of you. You might be graduating from college 6 months from now, and you're interviewing for a number of jobs that are out of reach. You don't know if you can land them. And you want a crazy approach, an extreme approach for landing that job. Or you might be like I was when I first stepped back from my career in 2000, looking out at the world saying, well, I don't know what I want. How do you figure out what you want? And how do you get it? And even if you're not going for that crazy job right now, how do you keep making moves? Keep taking steps. Making leaps that keep you moving towards this crazy job of yours over time. So no matter how you're using this program, you're using it to land that crazy job. And in this track, we're talking about, well, how do you do this? How do you keep your eye on the prize? How do you keep navigating towards it over time? And how do you keep spinning up the way you source opportunities? What some people might call networking. Just gotta network more. Right, okay, so that's useless advice. Relative to what does it take for you to get highly systematic in the way you go to market? You keep exploring this crazy job of yours, creating these opportunities over time. See, and again, I'll say this is a real extreme approach, isn't it? Some people might say it's crazy. But if that crazy job is right in front of you now, or you need to navigate towards it for years, looking back on everything you've done to set yourself up for this crazy job, isn't it crazy not to have an extreme approach? See, if you're just dropping your resume in, line up a couple interviews, and the job is yours, well, that's not a crazy job, is it? That's a regular job. That's hardly a massive leap, is it? Reaching for the stars. That's just shooting fish in a barrel that's right in front of you. But if you are really, truly going for it, if you are on your edge, reaching as far as you can, stretching beyond what you think is possible, you want a method that's up to the task. Someone doesn't need to train their entire life to jump into the sandbox at the park, do they? But somebody who is training in the Olympic long jump, with their eye on the prize, for decades of their life targeting gold, what type of approach do they need? What type of approach do they want to give them every advantage they can in making this leap? It's the same for you too, isn't it? So even if you have that job lined up a couple months from now, don't you want to put your best foot forward? let alone if it takes you years to move towards this. How do you keep your eye on the prize? How do you keep navigating towards it? How do you keep networking and spinning up opportunities because you've got systematic in the way you source this crazy job of yours? These are the three things that we're leaping deep into in this track. One, how do you set your sights on that crazy job of yours? So just like that Olympic athlete, not only do you have that goal out there, in the 60s, the United States set the goal of shooting for the moon. And how did setting this goal activate the entire country to get behind the goal and do what it took to set an extraordinary goal and land on the moon? What about your crazy job? How do you set your sights on it so that you energize yourself, focus yourself, so every single day you are taking the steps it takes? Just one small step for mankind. One giant leap towards your crazy job. The second thing we're covering is, how do you navigate your way here? Again, this crazy job might be right in front of you. You might be stepping into the interview at the end of this week, and someone said, quick, you want this program for landing your crazy job? You better do this now, fast. Or you might be like me, stepping back from my career, not even knowing what crazy job I was going for, having to make a handful of leaps to keep moving here. So how do you keep navigating? How do you keep your eye on that prize so you can keep moving forward every single day? How do you get beyond where people get stuck? Will they give up? Will they say, forget about that crazy job, just settle for something lame and a lame-ass life? How do you keep leaping beyond that mediocre thinking and taking massive leaps, navigating towards your most crazy job and your crazy life? Then step three, the third thing we're covering here, is how specifically do you source the crazy job? Remember back to the last track, we talked about the macro process, sourcing process, close. And we said it's a selling protocol, isn't it? How does a top salesperson go to market and source their warm leads? If you're selling your hot dogs, where do you find your hungry buyers? How do you get systematic in the way that you spin up leads in selling? And how do you do the same thing in hunting down your crazy job? How do you get systematic?
It's not just, it's got to network more. Just put your resume out there. Yeah, you just got to call some headhunters.
And I'm mocking those people and their lousy advice, but don't we come across these many incomplete solutions in our society? Versus what's a complete solution? How specifically do you source, hunt down, navigate towards your crazy job? What type of sourcing funnels do you set up, just like a salesperson, to keep bringing more and more crazy jobs to you over time? This is what we lined up in this track. So let's leap in.